No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Hey, Ellison, Dr. Sam here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Pastor Billy Crone, who is putting together a fascinating DVD set. And we actually carry the first four parts. We've watched them. In fact, we're listening to the, or watching in the evenings these, and they deal with the Final Countdown. That's the title of them, parts 1, 2, 3, 4. And each one has 5 DVDs in it. As we analyze, or as Pastor Billy Crone analyzes, the events that are taking place today. How do you understand unfolding events? Well, you look at them through the eyes of the Bible. And of course, it's so important that the children of Israel return to the Holy Land, which they did in 1948. And this has been prophesied well over 2,000 years before. Now, how could that possibly happen? Well, was it just coincidence? Or are we truly living in prophetic times? And after watching these DVDs, I don't think there's any question at all that we are living in prophetic times. A war is coming in the Middle East. Everything is being done to set up the nations that were described in Ezekiel 38 and 39 for this great war coming against Israel. And step by step, what we see today is the fulfillment of prophecy. For indeed, we are living in prophetic times. Pastor Billy, you pick up the story from there.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's a pleasure, as always, to be on. And yeah, I tell you what, it's definitely time to get motivated. Even in the midst of doing this study, it is so hard to keep up with so many things going on. It's mind-blowing. Getting ready to, Lord willing, 2 more Sundays, and we'll finish up the 5th volume, which is all just on the rise of apostasy. And again, just for the listeners to know that this is a completely revamped, massively expanded study from our previous study. The Rise of Apostasy, it's going to be 5 DVDs, Lord willing. Our previous study was only 1. There's that much more information. And it's new information, it's current information, it's information that was never even shared before. So it's like the ultimate version, and that's exactly what we've been trying to call it. But what I'd like to share about another sign, Dr. Monteith, you're right. I mean, how do you know you're living the last days? You know, if it's such a horrible time, because that's what Jesus said. He said the 7-year tribulation, folks, is going to be such a horrid time. Okay, I didn't say he did. He says that it's going to be your worst nightmare. It's so bad, such a rotten time. And this is from Jesus, I quote, he says, it's a time of greater horror than anything this world has ever seen or will ever see again. And that unless that time of calamity was shortened, the entire human race would be destroyed. You think things are bad now? We ain't seen nothing yet. We are headed to the ultimate climax, where God is going to pour out his wrath on all the rotten, all the evil, that people are doing today. Even the people behind the the Antichrist king with the one world government and all these people pushing for a one world religion and economy and all these things that we know that are going on that people would say, well, it's just a conspiracy theory. Well, it's documented fact, so where's the conspiracy? And folks, nobody's going to get away with nothing. God's going to have the last word on evil and suffering, but you don't want to be in that horrid time frame. So you would think, well, gee whiz, if God knew that was coming, and he does, he knows everything, then if he cared about us, he'd let us know. Well, he does, folks, and this is why it's so important, especially in these days, to get into the scripture and see what's going to unfold in the last days so you're not caught off guard. And God gives us many signs, not just one. He gives us many. We just deal with 10 big ones, if you will. There's more. And so it's not even all of them, but we deal with 10 different ways that God lets you know, hey, listen, wake up. It's going to get worse, but the good news is you can be prepared through Jesus Christ. And we've already talked about the big sign, of course, is the Jewish people. Turn on your news. All the stuff that you're seeing, folks, going on right now in the Middle East, that's not by chance. Israel coming back as a nation, all the turmoil that's going on over there and continues to go on over there, all the nations, the Islamic nations that are coming against Israel, that was prophesied 2,600 years ago. And it's coming to pass in our lifetime. None of that's by chance, folks. It's getting that close. We talked about modern technology and that the last days, the prophet Daniel said that you're going to see this increase of knowledge and travel all the world, and boy, is that ever happening. And last time we dealt with several times about worldwide upheaval. Jesus said the planet is literally going to get messed up before he comes back. You're going to see an increase of earthquakes and famines and pestilence and wars and rumors of wars. Boy, is that happening. Signs in the sky, volcanoes, global earth catastrophes, plague-like activity, weird things going on all across the planet, and that's happening. But he also says that one of the clearest ways that you can know that you're in that generation, you're living the last days, is you're going to see an increase of false Christs or false messiahs. And this is what he says in Luke 21, which is a parallel passage of Matthew 24. The disciples come up to Jesus and they ask him, well, when's all this going to happen? And what's going to be the sign that it's about to take place? And Jesus replied, watch out. The very first thing on his list, he says, watch out that you are not deceived. Okay? Deceived, falsehood, is characteristic of the last days. He said, and here's the first deceit, okay? This is all before he gets to the earthquakes, the pestilence, the wars, the rumors of wars, and on. Before he even says that, the first thing out of Jesus' mouth was, watch out that you are not deceived, okay? And here's the big deceit. For many will come in my name, claiming I am he. In other words, I am Jesus, okay? And saying, the time is near. Do not follow them, Jesus says, okay, because that's what they're going to say. So according to Jesus, one of the biggest obvious signs, before he even gets to the earthquakes and the pestilence and the worldwide upheaval and the wars and rumors of war, before he mentions that, the very first thing out of his mouth as a warning, here's how you know it's about to take place. You're going to see people all across the planet claiming, because he says there many will come in my name, claiming that I am he. Okay, not a couple, but many. And that's exactly what's taking place. There's many people, folks, all across our planet right now saying, I am, believe it or not, we share with you actual television interviews. People have the audacity to say that they are specifically Jesus Christ. And exactly what Jesus said, they're saying the time is near, follow me. Okay, it's exactly what Jesus warned against. And let me give you just a couple examples. And we share with this. We share with you not only the information, but again, God, if you guys haven't got our study, we share with you the actual video clips, the actual people saying these things, because it's jaw dropping. It's like, what? And when you see it on the interviews, these people with just complete glee, just literally. Say that they're Jesus. One of them, of course, and he's been saying this for a while, many people don't realize this, is the Reverend Sun Myung Moon. And, of course, of the Moonies, if you're not familiar with him, and he has tons of followers all over the world, okay? And he not only claims, folks, to be the Messiah, okay, but he actually claims to be the Lord of the universe. And he's even stated that Jesus follows him. Let me give you a quote here from him. He said this. He said, Jesus Christ is trying to follow me and my footsteps. All the way. He stayed in paradise because he did not marry. But
all the thoughts will be back in a moment. Here at the Americans Network.
Centus, the uniform people in Greeley, ask everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season.
Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be part of something great. This message from Centus, the uniform people in Greeley, named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. Call 970-352-2233,
970-352-2233. Freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Well, Dr. Dan, here at the American Prayer, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, he's talking about people who claim to be Jesus Christ. Certainly the largest conservative newspaper in America outside of the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Times, has been published for well over 20 years by the Reverend Sun Moon. And, of course, it's a fascinating newspaper, and yet, of course, is published by a man who claims to be Jesus Christ and has a conservative, pro-American newspaper. What's that all about? Who is Moon? Where does he get his billions of dollars? And that he certainly put probably well over $1 billion into the Washington Times since he took that over many years ago. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, these people who claim to be Christ have fabulous, at least some of them, have fabulous financial assets at their disposal. Go right ahead.
Well, they're using it to influence people, Dr. Monteith, as you well know. Nothing like having a newspaper, news wires at your fingertips, but to get your program across. But also, the listeners need to understand, it's not just, because you think, well, of course there's people, the skeptics can say, well, of course there's always been people claiming to be Jesus, what's the big deal? But typically people, picture those people with all due respect in these white jackets, hauled off in some room, and we never hear about them. And that's the only place this occurs. That's not what's happening, folks. In the last few decades, what's happening is there's an explosion of people all across the planet. It isn't just in America. It's in Russia. It's all over the place, Australia. It's everywhere in Europe. People are claiming to be Jesus Christ. Okay, they're not just stuck away in some padded room. They're coming out. And they're coming out, and they have followers. People are being duped by the scores. So that's the difference this time. It isn't just some isolated case. It's literally happening all over the planet. And, of course, that's what Jesus said. That was his first sign to his disciples. How do we know we're getting close? Because you're going to see across the planet, many will come in my name, claiming I am he. Okay, and he says, don't follow these guys. Okay, and but let me finish that quote, Dr. Monteith, from Reverend Moon. I even hesitate to use that Reverend title. But anyway, he says, Jesus Christ is trying to follow me, my footsteps all the way. He stayed in paradise because he did not marry, but I gave him marriage. Don't you want to meet the wives of Buddha, Confucius, and Muhammad? They sent letters of gratitude to me from the spirit world. They pledged that even if their religion disappears, they will follow me. Now, that's pretty audacious, but folks, as Dr. Monteith stated, this guy's hooked up. He's hooked up in the newspaper world. He's hooked up into our government. on their government officials, and you would think, well, okay, so he's kind of an eclectic character, and yeah, he owns some newspapers, and he's got some serious cash at his disposal, and he's influencing some people, but it's not really going to affect us. Well, folks, we exposed this on our study. Believe it or not, folks, he was crowned the Messiah in one of our Senate buildings here in America, which blew me away, because you're thinking, man, with all the things going on, we just assume that these guys in the Senate and Congress, and you know, they're working hard behind the scenes, and they're trying to, you know, get that old economy turned back around and try to maintain our freedoms. And, you know, we just have these high hopes that these guys are back there just working it out, hashing out. No, that's not all that you're doing, folks. Sometimes there's a whole spiritual wacky stuff going on, and this is one of them. Listen to this, folks. We expose this on the study. You can check it out yourself. But listen to this article. They exposed it. They said, you probably imagine your congressman hard at work at the Capitol debating legislation, making laws, you know, governing. But your newspaper probably didn't tell you that one night in March, members of Congress hosted a crowning ritual for an ex-convict and multi-billionaire, that's Mr. Moon, who dressed up in maroon robes and declared himself the Second Coming. On March 23rd, the Dirksen Senate office building was the scene of a coronation ceremony for Reverend Sun Myung Moon, owner of the conservative Washington Times newspaper and the UPI wire service, who was given a bejeweled crown on his head by Representative Danny K. Davis, Democrat from Illinois. Afterward, Moon told his bipartisan audience of Washington power players, listen, that he would save everyone on earth, and as he had saved the souls of Hitler and Stalin. Okay? In a vision, Moon said the reformed Hitler and Stalin vouched for him, which I thought was pretty interesting. You know, if you want to have some references on your resume, Hitler and Stalin probably isn't too good. But anyway, so that's what he said. Hitler and Stalin vouched for him, calling him, quote, none other than humanity's savior, Messiah, returning Lord, and true parent. Then a Jewish rabbi declared that Reverend Moon is the true Messiah and blew his horn. And then it wasn't just Jews that were there, but it was also Muslims, evangelicals, mainline Protestants, Hindus, assorted other faiths, just about everyone. And folks, this is in the Senate building. They're crowning him the Messiah. What in the world is going on in our government, and what are you doing that for? Okay, and notice how it's a compilation of all religions. That's a whole other topic we've yet to deal with, and that's the issue of the rise of a one-world religion and where everything just blends together with, of course, a false prophet and the Antichrist. But you're seeing that behavior go on.
Really, is the fact that this was not certainly a broadcast across America. This was not widely discussed by our religious leaders. Why would this man be crowned in the United States Senate office building? And with all these people in attendance, and yet most people have never heard this, simply reflecting the degree of control that exists today through the media over what the American people are allowed to think and believe. Go ahead.
Well, and that's why I appreciate Dr. Monteith every time you talk about how we are in a spiritual battle. And we have to understand this, guys. It's not just an economic battle. It's not a geopolitical battle just per se. It's a spiritual battle. And if you will not understand what in the world is going on with our government, with our country, with the countries around the world, with all these people behind the scenes pushing for this one-world economy and government and Mark of the Beast society, and you won't get it until you understand it's a spiritual issue. These people have sold their souls. They sold out our country. They're selling themselves out. We talked about this before in other studies, and how these people are being duped. I think some people working behind the scenes pushing for this quote-unquote new kingdom, this new utopia that they're trying to build on planet Earth, which requires the losing of our sovereignty as a nation, our freedom as people, to go along with the global movement. They sold those trolls, folks. I think some people don't realize what they got hooked into, but folks, you've got to realize that some of these people know what they're doing. They know who they're linking themselves up with. They know that it's a satanic organization, and other people have been baited with a carrot that, okay, if you work behind the scenes and if you trick these people state by state, country by country, into surrendering their freedoms and the people and usher them into this absolute big brother type style society, okay, we will reward you with getting to be one of the chosen ones. Now, you need to understand what they're working towards, folks, is a modern utopia where basically 90% of the planet is annihilated, okay? And the remaining 10% who get to live are the ones who get to serve these people who are chosen to stay at the top. It sounds wild, it sounds wacky, but it is completely documented. This is what these people are working towards. It's a spiritual issue. They literally think they're going to bring paradise to planet Earth, but in order for that paradise to happen, 90% of the population has to go. These people are working behind the scenes, they're selling themselves out, they're selling our country out, but you're not going to understand. It's not going to make sense until you understand it's a spiritual battle, and you're not going to see how it's going to unfold. You're not going to be able to be prepared until you understand what the Bible says. God gave us the end time plan step by step, and this is why we try to provide this information. We're not making it up. This is why throughout these studies with this new version, we have gone over the top, working diligently to provide you with as much video evidence as we can. Don't take our word for it. This is what they said on the news. Don't take our word for it. This is what they're talking about in the Senate, in the Congress. Don't take our word for it. This is what that world leader just said and came out. Don't take our word for it. This is the report that, and you could see the actual talk from the UN. This is all happening, folks. It'll make no sense unless you understand it. It's a spiritual battle. But that's just one guy. Remember the context. Jesus said many will come in my name, claiming that I am Jesus Christ, okay? Maybe Reverend Moon, if you will, is not your cup of tea. Well, maybe you could check out the new one, another guy who's and these are cropping up all over the planet, folks. This is what's different about this time frame. And this guy's called Jesus of Siberia, okay, who right now has thousands of his own disciples who think he is Jesus because apparently he walks around with a crimson Roman robe and has long brown hair. And I guess that's all he needs to do. But anyway, his devotees say, listen, quote, he radiates incredible love, and speaking to him is like an electric shock or like bells ringing. And in case you doubt, he stated, quote, it's all very complicated, but to keep things simple, yes, I am Jesus Christ. And this is one of the videos that we show with you. There's a reporter did a story on him, went over there in Russia, and interviewed the guy and the people around. And let me just share with you that transcript from that video that we share on the DVDs with you. And it says this: while Christians all over the world prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, some believe he's alive right now. Where? Within the deep wilderness of northern Russia. Come along tonight for a truly unique story about a man they call Jesus of Siberia. It looks like a scene right out of the Sermon on the Mount. We traveled many miles through bug-infested forests to reach this isolated village in Siberia. And here we meet Jesus, or Vissarion, as they like to also call him. And unbelievably, 15 years ago, this Jesus used to be a Siberian policeman, but he now believes he is the Son of God reincarnated, which obviously isn't going to happen on twofold, because number one, Jesus is not coming back to the planet until the end of the seven-year tribulation, which we're not in yet, and that's in Revelation 19 at his second coming. Two, the Bible does not teach reincarnation. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it says that it is appointed unto man to die once, then face judgment. You're not coming back, okay? But anyway, but that's part of the lie. That's what Jesus says, do not follow them, okay? And it says here, thousands in this village believe this is Jesus Christ, which blows me away, Dr. Monty. It's like, if you even sort of cracked open the Bible, how could you ever fall for this? That's not how he's coming back. The scripture, Jesus is coming back, but this is not how he's coming back. And it's not going to be in secret, okay? Though it's going to be a worldwide event if you would just read the Bible, okay? And it says, but these people are not misfits, and they're not lunatics. They're mostly professionals who have abandoned their lives in Europe to follow the man they call Jesus. One of them is a lady named Lynetta. She was actually a diplomat serving in the European Union headquarters. Okay, and she says, when she saw him speaking, listen, quote, I cried. I began to cry. The feeling was unbelievable. It was like, I'm at home. I'm in love. Okay? And so you need to understand, folks, these aren't just crackpots. These are people being duped. These are professionals. These are people that we say, wow, that's a pretty intelligent person. That's, you know, we'd expect certain elements to, well, of course, they're going to fall for it. But these are all kinds of people all around the world falling for this, folks. And again, it's not just the Moonies. It's not just Jesus of Siberia. They're all over the place. They're cropping up repeatedly. One guy, it's kind of funny, actually, unfortunately. He's in Pennsylvania, okay? And we expose this as well. And the guy's name, believe it or not, is, I'm not making this up, he is called What's Your Name. That's his name, okay? It's What's Your Name, and who claims to be Jesus. And the reason why the people call him "What's your name?" is because every time they ask him his name, he replies back, "What's your name?" I'm not making this up. And it's in Pennsylvania. You can check it out. And it, to me, it's like the annoying version of the false messiah. But anyway, but listen, you think, okay, well, people will just stay clear of this guy, and nobody's going to listen to him. That's not what's going on, folks. Listen, I mean, the whole planet is almost like they're ripe to fall for these false Jesus people. Anyways, thousands of people visited him who stayed. Listen, I was in his presence for an hour, and I felt unbelievable. Various people, and we expose this on the video, have different responses. The person says, he just like gives us this hope. He's something like a Francis of Assisi. Okay. Another lady said, he's a blessing from God to all of us. Another lady said, he's a prophet, you know. And believe it or not, the following, what I'm about to share with you, actually came from this guy who claims to be Jesus, you know, what's your name? And he said, subconsciously, there's a tremendous struggle with what I'm doing. Yeah, I bet you there is. There's, unfortunately, probably demonically possessed. But anyway, so but maybe the Mooney thing isn't your cup of tea. The Jesus Siberia, maybe that what's your name guy is. He's not too personal. Maybe you need a real Jesus. You know, a real Jesus with a real accent. Because we all know, according to the movies, that Jesus apparently spoke with a British accent. Of course, I'm being facetious to make a point. But hey, if that's your cup of tea, you actually can have one. There's another guy claiming to be Jesus. The Messiah, and his name is David Shaler. He's called the self-proclaimed MI5 Messiah, and he's a former MI5 British Secret Service agent, and here's what he claims, quote, I am the Messiah, and I hold...
Mr. Billy, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Tri-Property Management in Greeley urges listeners, make this the year you get involved in the community. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, checking in on a senior, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. We can't save the whole world, but every little bit helps. This message has been from Tri-Property Management in Greeley, where Neil and staff are on the air saying happy holiday season to all. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, ask everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be part of something great. This message from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. Call 970-352-2233, 970-352-2233. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched
and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy Crone is simply talking about all of the manifestations we are seeing today that suggest that we are living in the latter days. And one of the prophecies is, many will come in my name claiming to be Jesus, but they're not. And do not be misled. Well, Pastor Billy, why don't you get your information out where people can get to your ministry and get the information that you have?
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith. You can check us out at our main website at getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. You can also, if you're in the Las Vegas area, you can join us live for services at and studies at sunriselv.com, sunriselv as in Las Vegas.com, Sunrise Baptist Church. Or you can just search my name on the Internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that will take you where you need to go.
And we carry the DVD sets. We have in stock now parts 1 through 4. This is the Final Countdown. It's just ask for the Final Countdown DVD set. And there are 5 DVDs in each package. So there's a lot of great listening, a lot of great biblical information that you're not going to get elsewhere. Pastor Billy, you pick up this story.
Well, again, just looking at some of the proof that it's really coming to pass, Jesus, of course, was approached by his disciples and said, you know, what are the signs that are going to take place? And the first thing he said is, watch out, there, nobody deceives you. And the first deceit, apparently, that he mentions there is many people going to come claiming that I am he, Jesus, claiming that you know, you need to follow them, and the time is near, you know, blah, blah, blah. And again, in the past, you know, the skeptic would say, well, hey, so what? There's always been people here and there claiming to be Jesus, and typically, you know, they get into a padded room with all due respect. And so, but folks, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a massive rise of people claiming to be Jesus, and it's happening all over the world, and it's happening right now. And it's one thing for people to claim this. It's another thing to see what we're seeing. We're seeing millions of people fall for this. Okay, that's what's radically different, folks. Another guy that we left off with is, if you will, the it's called the MI5 Messiah. His name is David Shaler. He's a former MI5 British Secret Service agent. And here's what he claims. This is a direct quote. He said, I am the Messiah and hold the secret of eternal life. He said, it all came about quite suddenly. First, I started meditating, and I learned how to channel the light, which, of course, the Bible condemns. That's a New Age practice. Where you get to open yourself into an altered state of consciousness to commune with supposedly the gods, but it's actually called demons. Been there, done that before I got saved. And he says, and after I did that, commune with demons, and the more I did research into Freemasonry, the Knights Templar, Kabbalah, the more I was convinced that I was the Christ. Okay? And he says, I was, though, crucified with a crown of thorns and nails, and then incarnated as a Jewish revolutionary and put to death by the Romans at the end of the last century B.C., which, again, is not true. The Bible does not teach that whatsoever. You don't get a second chance, folks. That's the gravity of the situation we're in down here. This is it. You're not coming back. There is no second chance, and you need to be responsible. God loves you. He wants a relationship with you through Jesus Christ. You're able to be forgiven and completely accepted by him. But you get it wrong now, you get it wrong forever. If you say no to God now, you said no forever. And you're not coming back, so that's a lie. But anyway, so he said, the article says, the last decade has been a tough one for the former MI5 officer. He said, it was in June that a psychic channeled the spirit of Mary Magdalene and anointed me the Messiah. And finally, my whole life made sense. Okay. Well, again, you're using psychic abilities. Deuteronomy 18 condemns these practices because they're demonic. Okay, and they lead people in the path of demonic deception. And you don't channel a dead person. Okay, if somebody is a spirit does appear on the scene, if somebody channeling and another spirit begins to speak to them, I don't care what they say, folks. The Bible calls that a familiar spirit. It's not the actual dead person because the Bible says that once you die, you either go straight to heaven or you go straight to hell. You don't come back. And all these people who were saying, oh, that was my Aunt Vera that came through, and that's a demonic deception. So for him to say that he, quote-unquote, channeled the spirit of Mary Magdalene, no, I don't think so. That's not possible. You're being duped. But anyway, but that's when his whole life made sense, when he went down that deceptive road. Now, he also claims that he can affect the weather, he can prevent terrorist attacks, and believe it or not, listen to those of you who out there who your teams are struggling to succeed, he can influence football results. That's right. And I got to share this with you. It's kind of humorous, but then it's kind of sad when you think, man, this guy really believes this. He said it was back in April that he performed what he calls his first and greatest miracle. And he secured his beloved team, Middlesbrough, a place in the cup final. He said it was the quarterfinal against Basel, and we were down 3-0 after the first leg. And we needed 4 goals in the second match to win. He said, I sat there, and I said to the Creator, give me a sign, and I meditated. He said, which is tricky at a football match, because every instinct is to abuse the ref and the opposition, and instead you have to shower them with unconditional love. He said, but I managed to focus, and we played like we never played before, winning 4-0 in the back half. He said, hey, he did it again to prove that, of course, he is the Messiah. In the semifinal against Bucharest, he said, again, we were down 3-0, and I meditated, and bang, we won, a real miracle. And so the person doing the interview, I'm not making this up, folks, said, well, wait a second, what about the final when Middlesbrough lost 4-0 to Seville? He said, ah, interesting question. He said, I got drunk, and it turns out it doesn't work if you're drunk. You can't focus. And, folks, I'm telling you, it's one thing for these people, whether it be Reverend Moon, I even hate saying that, Mr. Moon, Jesus of Siberia, whether it be the what's-your-name guy from Pennsylvania, but even David Shaler, it's one thing for these people to make these claims, but there's people following these guys, folks. This is what's radically different, and it's exactly what Jesus said is going to happen right before he came back, okay? But that's not all. Maybe you still need a Messiah with a British accent, but has more power than the ability to affect sporting results, okay? Well, believe it or not, Australia has their own version, too. His name is John Miller, A.J. Miller, or John Miller, okay, and he flat out says he is, again, Jesus Christ, okay? And we share with you the actual interview. You could see this with your own eyes. We're not making this up. And he says, yes, I'm Jesus. I'm just going to have to say it. I'm Jesus, okay? And he's a former IT worker from Queensland, okay? And he claims that he's Jesus Christ back from the dead to spread the message that he calls divine truth, okay? And in the interview, he says, and remember, it has been prophesied in the Bible and other places that I was going to do this. I was going to return. Yeah, but not like this. This is a lie. Okay? And he's currently, you're thinking, well, okay, he's in Australia. He's down under. He's down under in some backwoods thing, and there's 3 people following him who don't know better. Poor guys. No. He's on a worldwide tour, folks. This is what's radically different. In fact, he's over here in the United States, traipsing around too, and the report that we share, the video, is they caught up with him in a conference room in Texas. Okay, you think, man, Texas, Bible Belt, these people aren't going to fall for it. Folks, I'm telling you, this is what's so different. When Jesus said, many's going to come in my name claiming I am Jesus Christ, right before his turn, it's happening right now. People are falling for it, even here in America, even in the Bible Belt. It doesn't matter. These people are being duped, okay? And it's important to get this information out, folks. This is not how Jesus Christ is coming back. Okay, but anyway, so they share with him, and he's in this conference room, and you can see the video and the excerpts with your own eyes and the audio, and he's in the front center, and these people, they're from all over the United States, and he's got his girlfriend there. Now, his girlfriend's name is Mary. Okay, well, isn't that coinkity?
Hold this off, Mary, we'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crow.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stanton here at the American Freedom Network. Our guests, Billy Crone and Dr. Billy, go right ahead.
Well, and let's continue on with this AJ guy, AJ Miller, the Australia's Messiah. And again, folks, people all over the world are falling for this. He's on a worldwide tour. Okay, and he's got a girlfriend with her. Her name is Mary. And it's not just any Mary. She is supposed to be the actual Mary Magdalene. Okay, which again cannot happen, but anyway, but she's kind of modernized because she's the one who helps video his conferences. She's carrying around this handy cam and stuff like that. And but anyway, he says that it's demonic. He says usually before we give a talk, we talk to our spirit friends about what they feel are the issues you are facing. He believes that after death, he and Mary, supposedly Mary Magdalene, were in the spirit world, and a world that he says he remains in contact with. He says it's a message that he keeps getting from these entities about to the faithful, and that he needs to speak to them. Now, again, just on that one video clip that we share in this of his conference in Texas, there were people all over the United States, from Florida, California, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Washington, South Carolina, and, of course, in Texas, all over the United States. Because you're thinking, well, this is just one of those guys. There's only going to be three people who were just standing around a Carl's Jr. and didn't have anything to do, and he coerced them to come into the conference room. No, these people are paying cash to come see this guy, and it's all over the world. He says the spirits say they want them to change the way they live, to love more, to become more self-sufficient, and to prepare for cataclysmic events such as the ones in the movie 2012, huge natural disasters from which he will emerge as the savior. And listen, his followers have financed his current world trip, and that's from Australia to Greece to England and Texas and back to the UK. It's all paid for. And again, I can't belabor this point enough. Folks, this is what's different. It's not just that people claim to be Jesus outside a padded cell, so to speak, with all due respect. These are people all over the planet, all different continents, okay, all at the same time claiming to be Jesus, and people are falling for it by the millions, okay? But that's right, maybe you still need a Messiah even bigger than that, bigger than Pennsylvania, bigger than the Moonies, bigger than Australia, bigger than the British Secret Service agent. Right now, there's a guy that's been traipsing around for a while, folks. He's been promoted by a guy named Benjamin Krim, and back in the New Age days, they're very familiar with this. And the guy's name is Lord Maitreya, whom thousands of people all over the world consider this guy to be Jesus, okay? And they say, quote, apparently, they would claim, his appearance has spawned healing springs, weeping and bleeding statues, and even divine messages inscribed by the seeds within fruit and vegetables, which I thought was kind of interesting. But here's what's wild, and we share with you folks these actual commercials. Who would have thought in our lifetime, okay, in our lifetime, that there would be actual commercials on TV, not from Joe Schmo, .com TV television broadcast, from CNN, declaring that the Messiah is here, okay? And that's what they're doing for this Lord Maitreya guy. And we share with you the actual, there's two commercials we put together that were aired on CNN, okay? And here's what the commercials shared. If the Christ or Buddha returned today, would you recognize him? The one awaited by all major religions is come when we least expected it. He's ready to emerge openly very soon. Look for a bright, shining star in the sky at night as a sign of his public emergence. Imagine a world free of war, poverty, and injustice, where sharing and cooperation replace greed and competition, where peace born and justice prevails. In the midst of today's chaos, is this new world possible? Now, in our midst, we have help of an extraordinary kind, expected by every major faith. He awaits but our invitation. Maitreya, the world teacher, is now among us. These are actual commercials. You could see it with your own eyes, folks, on the studies from CNN. Who in the world would have thought that now CNN is airing, broadcasting commercials announcing what Jesus said 2,000 years ago, don't do it. These people are going to come, many of them, in my name, claiming I am he, okay, and CNN is actually helping to do it. Folks, I'm telling you, this is what makes this radically different, okay? And that's not all. As Jesus said, he said, many will come in my name. Right now in the United States, it's an estimate number, 10,000 people are claiming to be Jesus, just in the United States. Now, one of them that we also exposed, and you got to see the video on this, this is absolutely shocking. It's like you're waiting for the lightning bolt to come down and get this guy. But we share the interview with him. His name is Jose Luis de Jesus Miranda. Okay, and I'm going to give you a little transcription of the video that we share. In a tattoo parlor in Trinity South Beach sat the daughter of the man who claims to be God. And she's in there, she's all smiling. She says, Jesus is back. He's here to teach us that we should reign in life, listen, and that there is no sin. And today we're honoring him with a symbol. What's the symbol? Well, listen to what this false Messiah is telling people to do. You can see it with your own eyes, folks. Several dozen members of the religious sect called Christianity in DeGrasse, Growing in Grace, they were tattooed on their arms and ankles, even on their necks, with 666, the biblical sign of the Antichrist. Why? Because their spiritual leader, this Jose guy, says he is the Antichrist, not the embodiment of evil, but rather the second coming. Okay? And in an interview, the reporter is talking to him, and he talks about 666. He goes, yeah, 666, Antichrist. It means do not put your eyes on Jesus of Nazareth. Put it in Jesus after the cross. And the report says, and that's you? And bold-faced, looking straight at the camera, he smiles and says, yep, that's me. Okay? And he says that the word Antichrist is a bad translation of a word that actually means new Christ. No, it doesn't. It means opposer of Christ. That's what the word anti means. Excuse me? Okay? And, listen, you're thinking, okay, well that's kind of weird. He's got people to tattoo 666 on their bodies as a sign of allegiance that he is the Messiah. That's kind of twinkety. But I'm sure it's just a couple people. No. This guy, just like the other guys, is traipsing around the planet. He's got millions of followers. A lot of his sect is coming out of Latin America, but it's even here in the United States. They have hundreds of churches around the world, folks. Cable TV stations, they brought in, they're into the millions that they're bringing in donations. I mean, this guy's well supported, okay? And then, back to the interview, it cuts, and he flat out makes a declaration. He says, I do greater things than Jesus of Nazareth, much greater, okay? And he says that those who are expecting the second coming of Jesus on a cloud with angels have misinterpreted what Jesus said. And he comes back and says, he says, you won't see me anymore because he will come in another body, he said, which is me, okay? And then, listen to his message. He says that heaven can be found here on earth. Excuse me? It doesn't look like heaven to me. Anyway, and he says, but you'll get to that point simply by following him. He says there is no sin, there is no hell, and that's part of the reason why the reporter says he's attracting so many followers. But even the reporter admits, but marking your body with 666 seems to be an unusual way to show yourself a Christian. You're right.
We're out of time, Pastor Billy. Talk to you again next month. God bless. Thanks so very much.
God bless. Thank you.
At Ram, we don't think it's the calendar's job to say when the work is done. We think it's up to the truck. So while the other guys are shutting down for the holidays, Ram trucks are firing up their available 390-horsepower Hemi V8 and Cummins turbo diesel engines and working overtime. This is a great time to get a great deal on a great truck. Right now. At the Ram Big Finish event.
Now get 0% financing for 60 months or $7,200 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,000 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for $1,000. Finance for well-qualified buyers through Ally regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 12-3.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Doctor, and Sydney, you're not hearing about these things in the regular media because of the people who control the media don't want you to understand that we are living in prophetic times. The media in America is largely controlled. I first learned that 50 years ago, and it's so obvious now. There's a wonderful book called A Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian, a liberal college professor from the University of California in Berkeley, who just goes into the background of the control of the media at six major corporations, and they largely control what the American people think and believe. And you're not going to hear about, of course, so many of the things that would verify the fact that we truly are living in prophetic times. The set of DVDs, as I say, we have parts 1, 2, 3, and 4 in stock, each with 5 DVDs in it. It's called The Final Countdown. You can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And Sydney, you can only understand what's going on in the Near East, the Middle East, where we've toppled, certainly, Turkey, turns over the Muslim Brotherhood, Lebanon. We've turned, certainly, both Afghanistan and Iraq over to the Muslim Brotherhood. We've overthrown the government of Egypt, Tunisia, and Libya. We're turning those over to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, of course, we have involved. We are financing the Al-Qaeda rebels. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're financing Al-Qaeda. We always have. The best enemy money could buy, and they're there in Syria, overthrowing the government there. Certainly, the governments of Yemen and Bahrain will fall in not too distant future, revolutionary forces working there, and we're doing all of this, preparing to turn the whole of that area over to the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for their coming war with Israel, all prophesied. And you go back and read Ezekiel 38 and 39, and once you understand what the nations are, you'll see all the nations that are outlined and described in that section of the Bible, Ezekiel 38 and 39, are being put in place for the coming great war with Israel. These things are not happening by accident. They're being financed with your tax money, but I believe God's going to bring a terrible judgment on America, and it's only not a matter of if, but when. And you need to be prepared for this fiscally, financially, but also spiritually, because God brings his judgment on nations that turn against him, and America has turned against God. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know how the CIA is financing the Muslim Brotherhood, we carry the book, The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. It's available through my ministry. These DVDs by Pastor Billy Crone, and they are excellent. He has so much video footage in them that you'll never see elsewhere. Of course, bringing out the fact, it's called The Final Countdown, and The Final Countdown of course, to judgment is coming. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to help us maintain our network of radio stations, as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, probably more than anybody else in the country or as much as anybody else. We have our weekend program in addition. We do other people's programs as well, trying to get people to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And Christian civilization faces destruction. And it's being largely financed by your own government, ladies and gentlemen, that is established governments under Sharia law in both Afghanistan, Iraq,
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We the people.